This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have you done any spring cleaning?
Not yet, but I have seriously given it thought.
It's hard, though, to open up those windows and, you know, let all that fresh air in.
Whoa, yeah. I didn't know that we had to open windows to do spring cleaning.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, everything's out.
Fresh air.
We're just throwing stuff away. We need fresh air for that?
All right, I have the things that you're most likely to forget about when you are doing your spring cleaning.
Okay.
The baseboards along the bottom of the wall.
That's not something I forgot. It's something I chose not to do.
I'm a baseboard girl, though. I got to have clean baseboards.
Okay.
A baseboard girl. I heard that about you.
Okay.
You know, she told me that a while back, and I look at my baseboards going, I am never inviting Heidi over to my house.
No kidding.
Because she would criticize.
She's going to be judging your baseboards,
ain't
she?
You know when you notice it most is like when you're
bathroom.
In the bathroom.
That's when I notice it, too.
Look at those baseboards.
I thought you were going to say when you're down there beside them. Laying on the floor.
No, not often, except Kato and I have been known to do that at times.
Although one weekend I'm like, God, I need to clean behind this toilet.
Okay. Heidi's waking up Saturday morning from a party going, I need to clean those.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, so baseboards along the bottom of the wall, something you forget to clean. Dusting stuff that's above eye level. Like the tops of your window blinds, maybe your ceiling fan, stuff like that.
We have a catwalk. It's one of those where you walk across and you can see down into the living room.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so you see on top of a lot of these bookcases, and you're like, oh, that is terrible. We need to do something about that. And of course, by we, I mean my wife.
Yeah, I just get the vacuum out now and vacuum them off.
I bought me a new Swiffer duster that's gotten on an extended stick, and you can bend it around, and it's...
Really?
Yeah, the dust attaches to it.
But make sure you turn your fan off before you try to clean them. It's hard. It's hard to get them.
It is hard.
Especially if you take that one that fits over the fan blade, it kind of wraps around it. And then if you put it on and then turn the fan on, that'll scare the kids.
Yeah. All right, these are things that you forget when you are spring cleaning or ignore. Under appliances like your refrigerator or washing machine, if you haven't cleaned under them lately, just pull those out or just look underneath them with a flashlight. It's bad.
Okay, we just pulled our old mattress off, and we pulled the box springs for the first time in ever. And when we pulled those box springs up off of our bed and looked at what was under our bed, it was atrocious. I don't know how dust gets under your bed like that.
Yeah.
But we had to vacuum the whole entire footprint of the bed because it was just terrible. I mean, how does the dust get underneath your bed?
Well, I had a dust bunny that was actually the size of a bunny underneath my bed. I thought it was a rodent.
I think you may have had a bunny.
Yeah, you're probably right. You
just killed it.
You're probably right. Okay, and here's some things, just a couple things that are unusual you need to clean more often that you may not know about. Like your cell phone. You touch it up to about 150 times a day.
Okay.
Ooh, so, and I take it to the bathroom with me.
Yes.
What are you doing with it in the bathroom? You're not using the camera for anything, are you?
No, I play games.
Well, a recent study, they tested, I guess, like 50 phones and found up to 7,000 different types of bacteria on them.
Ew.
So, that doesn't mean anything unless they're bad bacteria,
though. That's true.
I got some lotion. Yeah.
Okay, these are some unusual things, like your purse, Heidi. You need to basically clean that, do a little spring cleaning there, too. They say clean it out. Because if you don't do that throughout the year, you build up, and before you know it, you have back problems because your purse is so heavy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think most women change out anyway for spring, summer. They have different styles of handbags, so they're going to naturally clean out.
Well, and definitely wipe down the outside of your purse because you set it on the floor when you're going to the bathroom.
No,
don't do that. Use the hanger.
Some people do.
Use the coat hanger.
There's not a coat hanger in there all the time.
Well, then don't go to that one.
Put it around your neck.
Yeah, and
well, yeah, put it around your neck and let, hang in front.
I got you.
While you're sitting,
I hang down in the toilet water.
All right, Tom, Tom, where do you put your man purse when you go to the bathroom?
I hang it on the back of the door.
Okay,
it's and got one of those little hangers.
We have noticed too. You have carrying a makeup bag.
Yeah, now. it's not a makeup bag. It's a candy bag.
You can call it what you want. It looks like a makeup bag to me.
It's a candy bag. I got it for my wife.
He's making up for those missed calories that he did not get to this morning.
This is a candy bag.
And finally, speaking of purses for Heidi, they say for spring cleaning, wash your bras,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What, is dust getting on those?
No.
I mean, Heidi's maybe.
They come in contact with a lot of sweat.
Oh, gross.
And you're supposed to hand wash them in the sink every two or three times you wear them.
Yes.
But a lot of women forget to do that.
Wash
they don't forget. They just don't want to because it's a lot of work.
Hand wash. It really isn't that time consuming.
My mom always washed hers and hanged them on the doorknob. And my G.I. Joes had the hammocks. And like little hammocks. They would go to sleep in there.
I hang them out in front on Main Street. It really is kind of cool. Yeah, out of the window, get some fresh air.
They don't have to pay to put up tents when they have the main festivals down there. It's like, hey, can someone grab Heidi's bra? Stretch it across Main Street. We have two tents here.
Shade.
I'm sure the mayor and the Chamber of Commerce is like, is there anything we can do about this? It's destroying downtown values.
Is that something?